Okay, hi, this is Martin Compton. I'm here with John Savage. We're talking about push technology and e-teaching learning. Can you just start us off with a quick overview of what push technology is?
Well, my understanding of push technology is that the information is sent to you. It comes to you rather than you going to look for it. So instead of doing an internet search and looking for information, visiting websites, you try and get the content to be sent to you. The way in which you do that, it's not sort of a magic thing where it sort of guesses what you want. You sort of visit a site, and normal way would be that you subscribe. So you would say to maybe someone's tweet, so every time they come out with a nugget of information that they're going to tell you about it and forward that onto you, and it will just appear on your device, whatever you're looking at. Mm. YouTube, similarly, you can set things up to actually inform you that someone has put a new email that you might be interested in, video that you might be interested in, and might send that to you as well, sort of say, hey, come and see my new video. Facebook, similarly, if you show an interest in a particular subject, they might sort of say, hey, you're interested in, monster trucks, this is the latest, have you seen this? So again, people are looking at content that you've shown an interest in and they're sending it to you.
Great. What about if you don't want to subscribe to something? What if you want to keep it more anonymous?
One means of keeping it anonymous, so you can get information sent to you, but it's sort of sent anonymously, as it were. It's an RSS feed. Real Simple Syndication, I think it stands for. And again, that means you can actually embed that in your website, in your blog, and you can, again, you don't exactly subscribe, you link to subjects to feeds which are of interest to you, but again, it doesn't know where it's sending them, it doesn't identify that they're coming to me or to my website. So there's an element of anonymity. But that's it, really. That's all I can think of.
Now, you work in supported learning. Mm-hmm. How relevant is this to your teaching? Could you use push technology with your students?
Well, I sort of looked into, for example, sort of YouTube and setting up channels with YouTube. But one of the biggest difficulties is that many of my students have difficulty remembering their college password, mm-hmm. let alone passwords for all these other different sites. So I would see that as a difficulty. Also, the level of literacy is, again, a lot of these notifications are in Word form, as far as I know. I mean, there might be other things I'm not aware of, but they're in the form of words, so some of them wouldn't be able to, they might be able to receive, but they wouldn't really know what they were looking at.
Right.
And the other thing I see is a bit of a drawback, and that's not just for my students, but just generally, is you could be inundated with loads of information and not really enough time to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I should imagine there's some element of subscribe to loads of things or lots of feeds and then sort of filter them out and get rid of those which you think, oh, yeah, this guy just talks rubbish, or mm-hmm. I don't really know what he had for breakfast. So you would probably go through a natural process of filtering out the what I would call the dross or the...
This is why a lot of people have moved away from Scoop-It, from Google Reader, to Twitter, funnily enough, because your eyes do the filtering and mm-hmm. you only choose what you go into very easily by a quick scroll, either on a computer or on your phone. So mm-hmm. so it's doing that process for you, however denigrated Twitter is.
I've had problems with getting into Twitter. I have an account, but again, I just really haven't bought into the idea, and it's not sort of originally it was some sort of resistance. I saw it as trivial. I've seen that it doesn't need to be trivial. However, I just need to probably take time to look at it when I've got, maybe during the summer holidays when I've got a bit of time to twiddle my thumbs. Might sort of have a look at it. And again, there's other things like Facebook. I've got an account, but I don't really use it. So I feel I need to understand them before I can genuinely use them with my students, or meaningfully use them with my students.
Great. Well, there's plenty of stuff on monster trucks on there, I can assure you. Thanks very much.